Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Change. Sam Crook. I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never Here. Well, good to be here and good that you're there. And the greatest, one of the greatest things we are able to do as civilized people is to exchange thoughts. I am learning more and more the experience that we are having, not one that we are conscious of. I'm talking about the one that we don't have much understanding about what we are going through in the little time that we are alive. Point where I'm just about sorry for myself. Sorry for myself. The amount of time that I experienced in my earlier days and compare to now. I am baffled. And one of the things that I realize, we have to be as pitiful to other people like we pity ourselves. That's how I see it. Because I discover that we are far different than we think we are. One of the things I'm looking at, the way we communicate and the means of communication, we are deprived of that good understanding that we are to have about ourselves. What I am realizing about myself, the way I speak to them, and the understanding of what we say. That is one big mystery that in our time, I do not see that most people realize what really happens when we talk to someone, they talk to us, and when we comprehend, understand, for granted. But it is far from being to be taken for granted. I see what keeps me going from one day to the next. It is a providential blessing, because when I think that I have the power to supply myself with the power of intent to be what I want to be. Like, there is no obstacle there, because as long as I desire and pretty much seek strength to support my thinking and the way I want to feel, I realize, you know, it's apart from my interest to think and to invoke the feeling I want, there is a greater depth to all of that. That my effort be the thing that caused me to prosper. It is important, as I see it, that we continue to think the right way, seek to know the truth. But we are basically on to do that. And if we don't do that, we don't have any hope in Providence, because Providence is only going to help us when we seek the help from Providence. And you can't come to Providence going on with all kind of antics. No. Because it is about us. It's not about the gods. It is about us. If we don't put ourselves in a position where we, in some way, earned the blessing in the context that we know what we are supposed to do to be best. That's the context. I am saying that I can't keep myself spiritually strong. I just can't. When I wake up in the morning, and let's say for the first 5 minutes, when I try to wait until my system begins to fire up, right? And sometimes I have my guitar I'm learning to play the guitar for a long time. And of course, I don't make a lot of sense, but I think I'm making a lot better sense than earlier years. So I would take the guitar up and while I'm still laying down and try to make some sense of it. But during that time, I am just like booting up. My brain is booting up, you see. And I don't have a lot of of the consciousness to get the best out of the guitar. But if I can keep on, you know, picking, you know, I'm booting up, So I'm getting more and more conscious, more clarity, you know, in my attention and the effort I'm putting out. So I am saying what is going on in our brain. I am seeing I need to develop a lot more understanding of who I am. That's what I'm saying. Because to understand the human world, all of us as human beings, doing. Why are we to try live the best way we can? Why? We are not giving the gods anything. The gods are not on planet Earth like we know it, when they were all visible and caused civilization to flourish among mankind. Yes, well, they created us to as helpers, primitive workers. In our time, that's not what we are doing. We're not working to please the gods. We are doing things to please ourselves. No, you have a job. No, the Christian church is the demon that messes up our understanding. Understanding that we get from real history about ourselves. When we read prehistory, we understand fully. But now, with the church that we grew up in, oh, there's hardly any of us that have any good sense. To the point that we feel like we're all right. Because what? We have been we have absorbed the wrong understanding of life by going to church. The civilized people are not church people. Because church people, church understanding or knowledge is totally uncivilized. So civilized people can never benefit by going to the church that is teaching lies about God. And I have read and found that the white people are happy with the church. They are the ones, and they do it in a way that the civilized people don't know that they did. That's a problem. So we don't really understand when we are talking what is going on. Well, we know that people lose eyesight. They can't see no more. And you know the problem that happened right there. When they could see, oh, fine. Everything is all right. But never giving any honor and thankfulness for the fact you can see. Everything we have is given to us. Every single thing, what we are and what we can do, it is not something that we cause. We are not a part of the cause. The creation is a part of the cause. And since, you know, where life is formed, we don't know a lot about it, but we know certain portion of it, that we are not coming from 5 billion years ago. We're not coming from there. The history that is telling us, we civilized people are only coming from like 200,000-300,000 years ago. The white people are way ahead of us in existence, because they're coming from the Homo erectus like 2 million years ago. See? So they are ahead there. The thing that makes a difference is that they are not civilized and they will never be civilized. What is happening now, or what you and I are witnessing, is a set of circumstances. Things have happened with these white people, caused them to get on a higher level of who they really were. And the fact that they can be ahead of us to do things, so we don't know those things. And when we come in to the range, come close to seeing or see certain things that causes us to think
They are ahead of us. They are indeed ahead of us. And it is clear to me that we are behind. If we are not behind them, there's no way they could hunt us down like we are animals and kill us. And then turn around, they are government over us. Not one place, not two places. I mean, it's just so ridiculous that we are having a history that is telling us of life, historical time. And we are here today, can't understand who we are. Though we read the history, so it means that our brain is so infected. So you remember when you went to school? Primary school, especially, I don't know, in America, but I can well understand that they were all in America from reading that, you know, their experience is stopped when these invaders come here and begin to set up shop. Once they kill out the Africans well enough, they didn't kill all of them, but they kill out enough of them to scatter them and push them out. So they come in now with their imperial colonialism. What government? You know, this is something that we are to be aware of. I'm saying because we have not been taught historic knowledge, we are taught Bible knowledge, and the Bible is not certified by nobody at all. But, oh, we don't know no better, so we are not. We don't have anything that is, you know, taking our attention away from what we are taught, because that's the only thing we know. So it's shocking to say when somebody like me begin to read and find out what I've been taught as a child coming on into my adult is not the truth. And a lot of people, I am aware, come to find out something is wrong, but they have not been able to break into greater understanding to keep them learning more and more. In my case, I have an experience where it's just I thinking internally, and you know, the mysterious brain that we had, you know, it is something that we have got to start perceiving things on our own. And the way we view things, the way we try to understand things, because we are spirit in the body. And when the life is out of us, because we are really alive because of nutrients, food that we eat. Because if our parents, when we were in the womb, if they didn't have food to eat, we would die in their belly. So we are alive because of nutrients, things that support our system, right? So here we are, you know, we have hormone in our bodies that from having good meals and stuff like that, we develop good cognition. We develop good sense of hearing, seeing, and smelling and stuff like that, right? It is the nutrients that we take in allows us to be alive and communicate the way we do. When we don't realize that it is a great mystery. However you're going to learn about science and stuff like that, let me hear about how well you understand the depth of it and why people understand each other when we talk. And when we decide certain things and hold what we have agreed upon to stay true, and we be faithful to what we understand, when we cannot do that, then we are a failure. Now, when we come along in the societal environment on Earth, if we are not made aware of how to think and how to behave, and, you know, given the right formula of thought, this is a marvelous thing. If we cannot submit ourselves to that, we are just going to be wild, and then what? You know, the standard thing. We're born, we live, and we're dead. Right? But there is a vast realm and range of thought that we can develop. And those of us who find a route to start unfolding certain things, it's intangible stuff. If you can control those information in your mind, consider and digest it psychologically. If we can do good at that, we can unravel a lot of things to make people wonder where you come from with all that. You know, how you come by that. But by reading and understanding things as we go along, we learn vast knowledge about existence of ourselves and the world around us. At the bottom of it, we are not the one credited for anything. We're not credited for anything, right? And whatever we come to understand, we are blessed with that knowledge, and up to us to make that knowledge work for us, because God is not going to do nothing for us besides make us prosper if we honor, respect them. You know, and when it comes to people who would seek to destroy you, like these white people come everywhere we are and destroy us, right? And turn the situation around into they, the white people, are the ones who are blessed to where they are saying God in the Bible turn make them so. God in the Bible tell them to kill us. And we are praising the God in the Bible. They say, tell them to kill us. Now, who is supposed to be benefited when we have knowledge of stuff? Is it us? No, never. Never at all. So, when we know that we are to rely on the almighty power that causes the planet to move, like Earth, you'll find some people are having a lot of a problem with knowing the Earth is not flat like a table you're sitting around. It is not possible. Because how are you, I mean, those people who are saying the Earth is flat, they don't realize that causes the time that we keep here. Like what time your clock is set. Now, you live in a certain jurisdiction, you know, even you live in Britain, and Britain is like 4,000, about 400 miles away from the East Coast in America. And we are like 5 hours apart, cause that 5 year, not 5 hours of darkness. 6 o'clock in the morning in Britain, we are like about 1 a.m. in the morning here, sleeping or whatever it is. And then when it is 6 o'clock now, when I wake up, they are almost 12 o'clock in the day in Britain. You see that? Now, what is it that caused that amount of darkness for, like, you know, hours of darkness? All right. But then I put us on American soil. And then we have some of the same situation here. So it is not when you are 4,000 miles away, we are seeing a serious motion that the Earth performing. Two primary motion. And that is revolution. Revolution and rotation. Right? Rotation and revolution. All right. So the 24-hour day turning over, that is rotation, right? Or revolution. It is revolving, turning over, all right? And then the rotation. Rotation. Then we have the circular. Rotation and revolution. Right? So you have the rotation, the going around. Right? And the revolution at you for 24 hours. 24 hours revolve. 24 hours make one day. Now, How could you get 24 hours make one day with a flat earth? Now, when you're saying it is the sun that is going around the earth, what kind of thinking is that? So it means then, dismiss the fact you see when the sun rises in the morning. And know that when it rises in Britain, we are like 1 o'clock. We are like 1 a.m. here, right? So it's going to take like about another 5 hours before 6 o'clock over in the East Coast of the United States. Now think about that over our heads. Why aren't we seeing the sun over our heads? For the pattern that we experience right now. Why? That right on the American land, on the America geography, why is it we are not seeing the sun over our heads when it is over England? Why we can't see? And what do you think can be happening for this over 12 hours that we have? Why we're not sharing the sunlight together? And that even right on the soil of America, we are not experiencing the same time at all. That means, you know, 3 hours, we don't see the sun in the evening once the sun set down there in the west. Once we can't see the sun no more, you can't see California. You can't see when the sun is over California. Now, is the earth flat? If you say the earth flat, are you really working off the system we are accustomed to? 24 hours one day? What turnover? Was it the sun run, circle around the earth, the flat earth? Once you start asking questions about the time zone, it kills everything. Because everybody out there with a birth certificate, and all of that has to do with the earth moving, not the sun. When I say the sun don't move, but I mean relevance to the effect that we are having. It is the earth that we get our effects from in this context, 24-hour day. It wasn't the sun that run around. You know, that revolve. It was the sound that revolved around the earth. It is the earth itself that is revolving 24 hours one day. And as long as you live, you experience that action that this, the earth that you are living on, cause you to be conceived in the womb at a certain time. And then when you are now in a position, you begin to grow. And every day is each day, you know, I mean, you turn 50. Are you sure? It is for sure. You certain that the reason why you are now 50, you got to start counting the first day that you live. Well, I put aside the minutes then. But the first day that you live, 24 hours make one day. 12 hours of darkness, 12 hours of light. And that's what you experience every day, night and day, night and day. And what is causing that? The earth is revolving. okay? And as it revolves, it rotates. For the year, it is circling about some, 5 million miles. It goes around the sun. So think about that. And that's about another terrific speed. It goes faster when it is rotating. When it is going around for the year, you have all the seasons of the year. That's the way the calendar is set up, of the way the earth functions. That's the reason why these white people talk about they make a D and a Domini calendar. That's the evil that is destroying us here on the earth right now. These white people and the calendar that they make. If you understand what the calendar is, you will understand when they create a calendar for themselves and then begin to use it to dominate the African world. I wonder, where are the educators? Where are the black educators? Because these sodomites, they are coming out. They call themselves Greek. They call themselves Romans. They call themselves Philistines. They call themselves Hittites. Every kind of name they call themselves, right? To where they call themselves Romans, which is the most significant of the names that they call themselves. Fooling around with history you don't want to know existence. How could I not want to know existence? And you see, it amuses me now to observe these sodomite white people who are not civilized at all. They're not civilized. They learn a little something. They have an experience. Why they are in the position they are in. They are unique to their experience. And they are the cause for what is going on, because fearing into civility that they can't handle. White people must live with themselves. And they have to, because if they think that they're going to stay among the black people and do whatever they want, and black people must please them, I'm telling you, that's not true. That's not true. They are the ones that causes the black people to turn idiots. They do. Position that they are in and thinking that they are controlling the world, I'm telling you, they're fucking too much up their asses. No exemption. No exemption. Call out the people that they revere like icon or heroes. Call out some of them. They don't put them in the Bible, but they put them at other places in history. And they revere those honest fucking white men who don't care nothing about civility. They don't care nothing about history, except the history that they want to revere. Like when they come to America and they kill off African people, lynch them and do all kind of stuff and behave like they don't do anything. Somebody else did it. It's not them. That's the kind of front that these people put on. And it is simple to get them out of our territory, but they're ahead of us with knowing the way civilized life is supposed to work. They know they are not civilized. They know that into polytheistic civilized life. They only want to participate into civilized life in the way that they can manipulate everybody anyway. So they are versatile. They're clever. But everything they say about their existence is a lie. They will not talk about their existence, white people. No. And as you can see, because they are sodomites and they are uncivilized, their position is they have to work off what the black people offer them. And you see, because black people are very of a certain kind of mannerism, a cultural disposition, that they surpass that demeanor. They know black people are good. They do know that, but they are sodomized. You see, they are not homo sapiens. And I tell you, if you don't read good, they're going to fool you with that too. They're going to talk about they are from homo sapiens. You understand that? Yes. These fucking ass white people, them no good. And the thing is to get the understanding and be able to tell them to get out. Because once you're able to do that, there's nothing they can do. They're crippled. Problem is right now, something going to have to happen to get these honest fucking people back in a their cut, because they don't care nothing about black people at all. And if you see them acting like they care about black people, something is happening to them. Yeah, something is happening to them. Turn my attention away from the reality of history that is certified. You know, you read about Africa and the gods. You go to Africa, you see exactly. You see? And these white people don't want black people to spread knowledge about themselves. No! They do not. I have no doubt they don't want to have anything to do with the guy named Tim Aldred, because what I have to say is the truth that they're lying about. You see? And when you get to the point where you know enough to mess up their business, they don't want to talk to you. No, they want you to be dead. Yeah. They want you to be dead. Because they know it doesn't take much for you to destroy them with the knowledge you have of the truth. They have been taking everything out of our sight so that we don't know. And the Bible is telling you that God make heaven and earth in 6 days. If you begin to read coherently, the Bible won't tell you that, you know, those things that you believe. You will not be convinced of it at all. You know, and what was like that which you have always believed and cannot, you know, pay attention to anything else, you're going to find out that you have been blinded by the Bible. You see, our first impression is that we need to be saved by, you know, through the blood of Jesus and all that. No, these white people produce the Bible. And that's what put them ahead of us. See, because they make this fictitious new world order. You know, and what they're telling you, preaching and telling you in the Bible, not because of us, because you only have a belief in mind. You don't have a mind of knowledge about anything. You don't research nothing. You just believe that stuff. You're reading all these absurd and ridiculous things in the Bible and believe it. Nobody can change your mind because that's the way the world is designed and made up, and there's nothing else. All right. God begot a son. How you stand with that? Can anybody explain to me, oh, God begot his son? Because that is what black people believe in. And okay. So I started off talking about my views about the world around me. And the mystery of human ability to speak and to make understanding. Who are we to credit for this life that we are living? We cannot credit ourselves, you know, because it's the food that we eat and who provide the food that we eat. If you go to the sea, a lot of stuff in the sea that feed off or feed us, right? Who provide, you know, the grains, not all, you go to the supermarket and stuff like that, and who provide all those? Where are all these things coming from? You think the white people in, they first started agriculture? You think so? No, they want to be looked upon like they do because they're sodomites. They don't have no sense. You see, so they want to be looked upon. That's why, you know, they come in America and they use what they call this AD Anadamani federal law. You know, I mean, to take away everything from the black people who settled here long before they come here, right? And it is because they can't help themselves. That's why they come here, like other places. Now, if we don't read and find out, we're always going to be holding to them. And they are telling you they're Greeks, they're Romans, and all this kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. It is not far away before they will fly away. Because they are living on too many exclusive lies. That's no joke. These white people are living on explosion lies. The lid going to blast off. They tell too much lies in the Bible, and especially in the Bible, that people believe and think that a God is there and think that they don't want to blaspheme the Holy Ghost and all that kind of thing. There is no such a thing. Those are things I grew up with and believe them. But I started to read and know about the world and everything like that. And if you think that it is faith and hope that you are to live by, then you're just wrong. You're not reading right at all. Just not. You see? And that's why these white people able to do what they're doing, because we are looking in the wrong direction, because they tell us to look in the wrong direction. And like the Bible has, you know, all these good word of God and Psalms and King David and all these kind of stuff they put in the Bible, make you feel like, you know, they also revere the word of God, and they are far from that. The white people are far from revering the word of God. Yes, they revere Jesus. Who is Jesus? Honest fucking character. It's not even a character at all. Jesus is not ever a real character. Right? And if you want to find the real character, you have to go to Palestine, where the story began. You get it? Okay. So if you think that this is not a joke thing, what I'm saying to you is not a joke. And over this, like, 4 years in America, 400 years, black people have capitulated to the Bible syndrome. Believe wholeheartedly that God and Jesus make heaven and earth. Civilized history don't come close to none of that. But the white people begrudge the black people for their civilization and the things they have. That's the reason why they're running after you and tearing, destroying you and popularize themselves. It is the experience that they have been through that enables them to behave the way they do. And with a Bible, you can tell that something went wrong. They're talking, writing the Bible, and we think that a God, they are telling us a God spoke to men as they, you know, as special people and give them these words from God. I don't know God at all. They are telling you things that happen on earth, that the God came to earth and have done, and they want to tell you those things are the inspiration of God to mankind, and mankind is lost and all that. And they the Bible, and we believe it because we are estranged from our own indigenous life where we are from Africa. Most people know that they come from Africa. Some people kind of grew away from that, and they think that they are, you know, better sense than the history and all that. But that's what the white people did, you see, because you're talking about over the past 2,000 years now, and, you know, even our mother and father weren't born that back in that time, right? So we come up now and we don't know anything, and they get to program our mind with nonsense. And since we don't know, no better knows. So something has to happen in our brain because we are coming with a genome from a different attitude and way of life. Yes. We are different from these white people. And don't make they tell you about no God in the Bible because they strip away our inalienable rights. Rights that nobody can alienate us from. It's the reason why if you take up the World History textbook now and go for government, they will have to run from you. Right. They have an assumed government now that all of us have accepted as a government. So everything you do, you have to use their stationery. You see, their government stationery, because that's how they make up the calendar. They knew that the calendar would have a certain effect, and they were going to use it or not. And that's what they did. That's what they are doing right now. He's using the calendar that stripped black people of every right and power where they have that cannot be alienated. If you're ready with that, they're about exit. No joke. If you harm with that knowledge, you don't have to go study a book. You just want to understand a little of how law works. You see, and you take up the World History textbook and read government. It's from Africa and not America. No. Okay? And how they come to do what they are doing. It is all in the history. Okay? It's the reason why I am talking it. Talking it because they have fixed us up so. I mean, they fixed us up. You see? And because we don't know anything else, we know about Adam and Eve in the garden. I mean, we hear it too many times and understand and feel like, oh, that's the way it works. That's the way we come about. And not so. But when just that, you know, you're afraid to look at anything else because you don't want to mess with God. Okay? But these people, they don't care nothing about the God in the Bible because they tell you that them tell God tell them to come to America, come kill off the black people and take land from them. And America turned Canaanite, a city on a hill. That's what they say. You see, so black people, we're not going with nothing. We're not going on with anything. But the time has come when they and their fucking shit must go back where they come from. I don't have anything else to say outside of that context. They must go back where they come from. Because right now they don't behave like they have no thought about that. Because they own everything. Fucking ass own everything. These white fucking ass men own everything in the world. What happened to the history? Prehistory. Right? You don't believe in the prehistory, but you believe in wise men follow a star from the east. You believe that. You believe that. Imagine that these white people are living off black people and make it seem like that's not the way it is. They're not living off black people. They are living off their own knowledge and wisdom and understanding and their own civilized, you know, they take the risk. They take the risk of saying things that are just on the edge. You know, they're not supposed to say those things. But they're saying it because black people still an idiot. You see, black people still idiot. And that's the reason why they're so bold. Because we won't do anything like we understand procedure, legal procedure, and stuff like that. Well, I understand legal procedure. And it's the reason why I am talking. When I found the history in the book about government and things like that, I know that they don't come close to having no government with AD and Adam on the calendar. You can't make another calendar beside the zodiacal calendar. You see the calendar that they have? They have all kind of problem with it. The lunar, the moon calendar. And a moon calendar or the calendar. Moon calendar cannot accommodate civilized people. You see, it cannot accommodate the interest of the gods and dealing with earth. You see what I mean? It has to be zodiacal. They come talk about lunar calendar. Now, nobody know tell them that they're wrong. So why should they give in to us? And why, when we are unable to tell them what they have done wrong and get out of here, they're not paying us any attention. Marcus Garvey is dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. When it comes to the right thing, he know look at something about abuse. Yeah, but that is not moving these guys. It's not going to move these white people. You have to use the calendar and noose them. Yes, use the calendar as a noose around white people. Okay? They cannot loose themselves from that knot. Okay? They put actual rope around black people's neck and lynch them. Well, they are being lynched now by the lunar calendar that they make up and say they're ruling us with it, take away our inalienable rights with it, and claim, say, that Bible there with on the lunar calendar is what govern us all. Imagine that. Tis that the gods came to earth thousands of years ago ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial God, indelibly written in stone. My friends, you have nothing here to lose with prehistory, you know, that tells you about the flood and what happened, and that, you know, the population was destroyed and left just a few to start life all over and start over again. And here we are today. Here we are today. I want to thank you for tuning into the program and to understand that, you know, we are not far away from the truth, far away from understanding the truth, but the truth is actually here with us. The history is here for us to learn the truth. And if we decide that we're going to go after other type of notions and stuff like that, things that people are saying, and you don't see that history is the record of the past, it's not those things that people are saying, you see. And you have to hold fast to the knowledge that you have received from the right source. See, Sumerian source, Mesopotamian source, and these white people are going everywhere and backing from understand that you are even African. See, because they are a tiny fragment of humanity, and they want, because they are sodomites, they cannot redeem themselves. So they are going the best way they know right now, and that is to turn black people into fools with the Bible. If you know what to do, bump the Bible and get you a good history textbook. I'm telling you. You see, because you're going to confide in what you believe in. But what happened to the fact about it? You need to get the world history to know whether or not that Bible of yours is telling you any truth. You see, and the Bible cannot be telling a truth when you have Caesar Augustus and this other dude there, the Great, something out of the Great. Alexander the Great. When you have people like them, you hear their name and, you know, their name rings a bell. But guess what? They are up in Europe 2 million years. The best of them. And you don't hear none of them name calling till after 509 BC. That is after they call themselves Romans and take away the military, the dress code, and went out and operate like they are real Romans. White people can never be Romans. Never, ever. When if you place them where they belong according to history. They cannot be any Romans. They never had names. So when they learn a little language now and call themselves Greek, Greek is not a name for anybody. You see, if you have some people who speak Greek, you mean they only speak Greek? I mean, in America, you don't hear anybody calling you English. I mean, if somebody has the name English, it's just a name like you say John or something like that, right? But the thing is, you don't call a person by the language they speak. You don't call that, and that is not a name. And this is what they do, calling themselves. You see, that is ducking identity of the real self. Don't you see? Yeah, what they are known today in identity is Proto-Indo-European. Okay? They go by a lot of alias names. So when they call themselves Greeks, they are calling themselves Greeks. And it sounds good, like, oh, the Greek people. Who are the Greek people? They won't tell you. All right? They're the big idiot fools. But if you suck it down, they got you. Look, they call themselves Romans, and it's a plot. They make up this plot, you know, to get around where if you're not keen, you won't realize a damn fucking ass white Europeans overthrow the king. You see? And make up, you know, they're very clever, you know. They can really make confusion, you know, at their level of reading and handling themselves, you see, but they can't handle the truth, you see, can't handle the truth. They can do a lot of things to, like, get you, your attention affected to listen to something else instead of, you know, pay attention to the right thing. So this they are good at. But these white people, they cannot stand up to the first logical question that you ask them. They can't. They just cannot. And it's why I know they need to take up their bed and walk. Walk out of each African territory, because bad things gonna happen to them. And it is not like what they do to us. It's going to be something different happen to them, right? So if they think that they have this fucking AD and Adamani fraud controlling black people, they're going to get the filthy end of that stick. You see what I mean? Because they are honest fuckers. They love to do that because they were born nature. They don't belong among us. And as long as I live, that's the message. Go back to where you come from, because you come here, you didn't have anything, you look in things, not one place, not two places, and now you say it's all yours. And I'm telling you, the fuck so much ass, go back where you come from. Plain and simple. The nation. They say they're going to take nationhood from Palestine and bring it come to America and download it in their Massachusetts government into their system. Yes, they're taking our nationhood principle and come use it for themselves and make their state and society exalted. That's their position. Take it away from us and they finally say, all right, no, we so smart and stuff like that. They have something over us. You see? The misfortune. But it's gonna happen that they will come to find out. That's not the position to be in, because there are too many beginning, disastrous features in the weather system. And besides, to destroy them. And that's what is going to happen to them. Because they have done something that is, you know, way, 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 way out. Way out of line. So, here we are. Are you listening to Tim Aldred? And this is a cosmic philosopher. You're searching for the station and stuff like that. You search Doc Talk Radio and you'll find the cosmic philosopher. Okay? Anyone I invite to call me and talk to me, 347-850-1358. I have respect for people. I can't have respect for these white sodomite people. Never. I'll never have respect for them. No, not after what I read and know in the World History Textbook right here and what they say. And they carry their trickery into the World History Textbook. They mimic the policies in way of life. That's all they are doing, mimicking. Right? But first of all, they thought that if they begin to worship the gods like the civilized people do, they could only pretend until they get the knowledge and stuff they want. And that's what they did. They create a structure called the church, which not quite the same function that polytheism does. Here is the pantheon of the gods. And that's where people learn civilized knowledge. And there are locations where gods of volunteer to teach black people civilized way of life. See? And these white people consider that, okay, once they learn enough and they behave like they are just a body, you know, or a group of, you know, like they are, in other words, like they are ethnic, you know, like they are one of the ethnic group because they're now worshiping the gods, they, you know, doing ceremonies and stuff like that and go like into the ministry and stuff. That's what they did. This is what they did. Now, so when they call themselves Romans now, they don't behave like they are the white people then where we know going about and because up everywhere, but it's them wearing the name Roman and using our military and dress code and everything. That's what they do because they didn't know anything, so they're getting it from the gods who established government and everything given to us. Now they decided because they're a sodomite, they have to go their way. And they don't want to be on the host now. They understand a lot of things about life, and they want to manage themselves. But they are not going to be able to manage the wealth if they, you know, just stay sodomite. So they devise, you know, like cleave bubble system, you see, to maneuver themselves a certain kind of way. So they are far up the ladder. But like I say, they don't belong on the ladder at all. So when them down upon the ladder with all of the monkey lies them where them have, when we find out the lies, and they up on the ladder, what do you think is going to happen? Like the puss is coming up on the coconut tree from the dog who's running away up on it. Yeah. I saw that, you know, when I was a boy. See? Dog running away from a cat running away from the dogs. And to get away from the dogs, the cat run up on the coconut tree where the dog cannot come. But guess what? The cat was stupid. I know, I'm talking, it's for real. It's for real. I'm telling you, I was about maybe 9 years of age or something like that at the time. And dogs began to bark. And, you know, with their eyes watching this cat. Now, instead, the cat go up into the top of the coconut tree where it can have good rest and everything. It stays on the trunk of the tree until, you know, get tired of holding on to the tree. You see what I mean? And the dogs were barking, barking. So I stood up to watch. Take a long time before this cat begin to reverse, coming back down to the root of the tree. Oh, I'm telling you, that's funny. But that was a lesson I learned, you know, from watching that. So the cat gradually reversed, and a few feet off the ground in the direction, galloping away. And then the dogs set run, galloping to catch the cat. And the cat did not go too far. You know, quite a few yards away. But they catch up with this cat quickly. And I'm telling you, that was the end of that cat. Yeah. One holds the head and the other holds the tail. I don't know. Oh, these dogs learn to kill. That's what happened. So what I am looking at right now is these white people, they invade us. And what they do, you know, they are using clever. You see? Using clever. They up on the coconut tree like the cat. And we are down here barking, barking, barking. And then they're going to take their time and change things until they're going to find out that, you know, it's not going to work. And they're going to get back down into the things they do until they lose their last breath because they are in a wrong situation. You see, wrong in every kind of way, because black people never do them anything. And they decided, all right, they think that they are more clever than us. So they're going to put us into slavery. They're going to kill us. They're going to, you know, fuck our ass, whatever it is. Bust your belly and take out the baby and do all kind of stuff. I mean, it's the most demeaning thing these sodomites have done. When I tell you they are not civilized, you don't make joke of it. It's for real. They are not civilized. They're not coming from humankind. Or the humankind that they come from is the first dimension, the second dimension development of mankind. They have none of civility. That means civilized. Because if the gods did not want to create a primitive worker, they would not create an hybrid, because they have created all kind of beings. And humanoid that are not civilized. You see, they did not get themselves in no kind of trouble by creating anything that they cannot handle, right? So when they create hybrid people, they knew exactly what they were doing, right? Well, so we are the way we are, and then come to a problem with these white people, and see, they want to rule everything because they are sodomites. They think that they are the greatest, you know, smarter and everything like that. And they found all the science, and today there's nobody like them. So they think that they are gone out of black people, out of our distance. You know, we cannot reach them. But they don't understand the truth of civilized existence. Civilized power is not going to leave anything. Neither leave, neither root or branches with these white people. And they don't seem to understand that. They do not seem to understand that. That there is no need for anybody to fight them with guns and any kind of a weaponry and stuff like that. Because situation that they put themselves in, that's what is going to kill them. There's nothing they can do about it now. They committed themselves and carried themselves up to the high up, you know, up into the moon. You see, and they think that they have it all. They have, they control university and all of the institutions and stuff like that. Oh my gosh, they are not afraid because they are idiots. I world with that, and it is a big no, a resounding no. And when they think that they have it all, that's when they find out that their foot is hurting them. They're coming down and the dog's going to get them. See. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And this is what I got to do. This is what I know. And I think that, you know, for those of us who thank the gods for their goodness, you know, and who don't want to be thankful, it's up to them, you know, because they are the ones who's going to perish. The gods are the ones that bless us with all good things. And, you know, I'm ready to just lay down and sleep with it. Thank you for listening. And let's get to this. Get to this segment. African turf on relation to 509 BC coup and AD and a Damani democracy. No capitulation. Let's go and see a little further here. The exact location of the calendar is listed on www.makomati.com. Right? So you can locate exact location of the calendar in South Africa is listed on this internet link I just gave you. The first calendar, see, I'm telling you about this lunar calendar that these people, white people have, and that is what they use. If there was not a first calendar, these sodomite white people wouldn't know to do anything civilized. More about to talk about make calendar, right? The first calculations of the age of the calendar were made based on the rise of Orion constellation known for its three bright stars forming the belt of the Mexical Unta. The earth wobbled on its axis, and so the stellations changed their anger of presentation in the night sky on a cyclical basis. The earth wobbles, and so the stars and constellations change their angle of presentation in the night sky on a cyclical basis. Really, this rotation, this rotation called the precession completes a cycle about every 2600 years. By determining when the three stars of Orion's belt were positioned flat horizon, against the horizon, we can estimate the time when the three stones in the calendar were in alignment with these conspicuous stars. The first rough calculation was at least 25,000 years ago. But new and more precise measurements kept increasing the age. The next calculation was represented by a master fear of ridicule by the academic fraternity. Calculation was also based on the rise of Orion and suggested an age of at least 75,000 years. In June 2009, suggests an age of at least 160,000 years based on the rise of Orion flat on the horizon, but also on the erosion of dolerite stone found at the site. Some precise, some pieces of the marker stones had been broken off and sat on the ground, opposed to natural erosion. pen the pieces together about 3 cm of stone had already been worn away. These calculations help assess the age of the site by calculating the erosion rate of the dolerite. Now, this is talking about real history. Whether or not I understand all of these things, but I can appreciate the context of it, right? Know that something good is being said here. Yeah? So I'm telling you, the white people come in with this AD Anadamani Kalinda to take over the world, and that's what they have done. Now, any day, we are able to prove to them that they must get up and go, because the calendar that they have doesn't make government whatsoever. They can come here and use their fucking ass to say they are making government control the civilized world. Nothing don't go like that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And that's what I have to tell you today, and hope that it means something to you. And may you find the knowledge that grace your soul and help you to live such a blessed life. You take good care, and we'll chat on the next edition. Take care.
To unfavorable financial condition, I am unable to cope with this financial situation. It's causing an inflation upon creation. I can't stand this no longer. The wicked get stronger. Now must get a new, they must get a new Lord, they must get a new brother, they can't get away. I can't stand this no longer, the weak can get so strong, I can't stand this no longer, everything seems to be wrong. Yeah.
I who have nothing. I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, coming to the
and you again against me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this mess. With all the love that his heart can stand, dream of ways to throw it all away. Whoa, whoa. Gravity is working against me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Twice as much ain't twice as good, and can't sustain like one half could. It's wanting more, it's gonna send me to my knees.
To walk, that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line that keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
got to build a better nation. Clean up, clean up Jah creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill succeeding. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would to get my way, I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me.
Okay.